instead of $30 a year per for each installation, it will be $65, and then there will be some other fees attached if you do not meet certain criteria, if you really seriously fail. Now, we just to make clear, if you just have a penalty-based, that is only the bad landlords pay anything system, that does not give you a consistent financial stream, budgetary stream. So there is at least some amount that all landlords will pay to have this inspection, and that money is earmarked to for us to buy an additional inspector or to pay for an additional inspector. So instead of every 3 years, we're going to be able to do it at about every year and a half.
Which makes you compliant with your own ordinance.
Or close. In a sense, our ordinance says we're supposed to do it every year. So we've not been doing that. And frankly, we have lots of dilapidated properties in Bloomington. The word on the street used to be, and it still is, you know, you can't get away with much in Normal, but you can get away with most anything in Bloomington. And we need to change that. That's really, it's a serious, critical public safety issue. I can't believe that this has happened in our city, and we finally have acted decisively to change this.
Alderman Lauer voted no on the rental inspection program, saying the free market, or open market, as he put it, would take care of the situation, presumably meaning the lesser quality apartments would go unrented. Here's what he had to say last night.
It isn't all up to the government to handle all of this. And it shouldn't be. And that's the major problem that I've got with this, is that we're making a major change to the fee structure for everyone that's in the rental market. And that's going to be borne by the consumer, ultimately, in most of these cases. Okay? At a time at which most of us cannot afford it. And there's a fairly large number of folks that are renting that can't afford it right now. And I've got a real problem with that. And so we're punishing the mass when there's actually a small group of landlords and maybe folks that really don't care too much about the quality of their life that are putting up with it.
What do you think of what Alderman Lauer had to say? Is there an abundance of housing where tenants can pass on an apartment and go find a more affordable one of better quality?
Well, first of all, it is clearly the case that the government can't do everything. But there is every metro city in the United States, all 362 of us, have clear regulations when it comes to quality of housing and code enforcement. We've clearly had serious issues in the past. And that doesn't mean that there aren't some free market forces that might not help. But to expect the free market to handle it all, frankly, is patently ridiculous.
Apparently it's not, if there are 85% of the property is deficient.
Right. And that's with an inspector who comes in every 3 years. How much more non-compliance would we have if we had no inspections whatsoever? So, yeah, I think patently ridiculous is to talk about that the free market is going to save us all.
What about the increase in monthly rent?
Monthly rent would be, I believe the estimate was 56 cents a month.
An increase because of
Yes, even if that were directly passed on to, you know, the landlords didn't absorb it, if it were passed on to the tenants, it'd be about 56 cents a month per unit. And frankly, I think that we are protecting the mass public here. We're rather than protecting them from 56 cents a month, we're protecting them from unsafe living conditions. I don't know how you turn that into a good situation.
Well,
so this is another fundamental disagreement with.
Well, then who is Alderman Lauer referring to when he says people who don't care about their living conditions? Who are these people?
I don't know. I think you'd have to ask Alderman Lauer. I don't know. I think most people that I know certainly care about their living conditions. Again, you'd have to ask Alderman Lauer.
On December 2nd, Alderman Amelia Burgess and Karen Schmidt were on Sound Ideas to talk about rental inspections. This is an effort sort of spearheaded by both of them. Here's what the Alderman had to say about penalties for landlords violating rental property rules. And you'll hear Amelia Burgess first.
I think that there's some merit in making sure the program is up and running and doing what it needs to be doing so we can really assess whether the current penalties are effective. We suspect they are not. We have anecdotal evidence that some individuals who find themselves in violation just build this into the cost of doing business and pass it along to their tenants. But we don't have enough data yet to really figure that out.
And coming on alongside that is the administrative court, which we just set up. And the administrative court deals with these kinds of property violations, among other things. I think we want to give that a chance to see what they look for in the administrative court is compliance and making properties better, and we want to give that a chance to get some legs under it.
Alderman Karen Schmidt, and before that, Alderman Burgess from the December 2nd edition of Sound Ideas. Should penalties be enhanced for landlords with substandard property? Would this be an additional revenue source to plow back into this program?
Well, absolutely, and let's also be clear. The administrative court actually did start in February, and this is means we have now the ability to bring people in. We do it virtually every week, who have dilapidated properties throughout our city, unsafe conditions, and we don't have to waste time or spend time, you know, going through the regular circuit courts. These are courts within the city of Bloomington, so it gives us much greater control. This is something that I, you know, talked about when I ran for mayor, is that we have to improve our code enforcement, and we are. Tom Daberreiner's done an outstanding job. The administrative corps is making a difference, and this rental inspection program is going to help seal the deal. We really are, this is one of those areas we're really making progress now in the city of Bloomington.
Let's talk about the administrative court. Well, let's, first of all, the ordinance doesn't address fines, though, at this point. Are you willing to work? It does address.
Absolutely.
There's not an increase in fines as part of this ordinance. That might be something you look at in the future.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the administrative court. One of the points of progress in your State of the City remarks last night, this court handles these kinds of code violations. How is it working?
Well, I think at this point, we're still kind of getting our cylinders firing more effectively, but we've had lots of situations where some very, very dangerous properties have been and taken care of and cleaned up. And the city of Bloomington had been very slow to bring any kind of court cases on dilapidated properties, something like maybe one case every 5 years. I mean, it was really jaw-dropping when I came in. And in fact, actually, the police took me around. I was in office just a few weeks, and I was just aghast at the conditions. And they showed me the paperwork, sometimes 6, 7, 8 years, where we would send notices. You're a bad boy. You're a really bad boy. You're really, really, really bad boy.
But no teeth to the ordinance.
No teeth, nothing. Basically, they'd get a notice every year from us, and that is absolutely, unequivocally, unacceptable behavior. This is not how you protect the public. This is not in the best interests of our citizens.
Mayor, thanks for your time on Sound
Thank
Ideas.
Thank you.
Terry Renner is the mayor of Bloomington. He joins us on most Tuesday mornings following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas.